It is the day after the budget, and the gentleman that had his eye all over it is our news director, Ian Crouch. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Mark.
I've got to say, this is the first time. I've been involved with this station for 4 years.
Really?
This is the, I know, right? This is the first time you and I have ever been in the same room talking on
there
air
you go.
Ever.
Let's note that one down for posterity
yeah.
or whatever it is.
Yeah, and even got a fist bump out of you before.
Oh, yeah.
That's exciting.
That's right.
Yeah, this guy's actually very funny when you get him away from the newsroom,
well,
I've got to say.
I've got my news hat on now.
You've got the news hat on. Very serious budget last night. I said I thought it was a bit of a non-event.
Yeah, well, I think it is often is, actually, to be honest with you. It's one of those days of the year, news-wise, that I absolutely loathe and always have. But anyway, we've got to deal with it.
Well, I've got a surprise for you. Next year, we're actually sending you down to the all-day lock-in.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Does the boss know about that yet?
Yeah, I started that rumour.
Oh, very good.
Look, lots of spending for the Hunter. However, it's sort of not new spending, is it?
No. Look, we'll just cover off on a few things this morning for you, first of all. So, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and his Treasurer Scott Morrison are out there today selling the virtues of last night's federal budget. Hunter wage earners will be up for more tax from July 2019, when the Medicare levy is increased by 0.5% to help raise an extra $3.5 billion for the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Now, that'll add about $250 to the tax bill for someone on about $50,000 a year.
Okay.
Which is not me.
Gotcha.
At the moment.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I will move on. Job seekers who regularly fail to show up to job interviews will have their social security payments reduced or cancelled, while 5,000 new welfare recipients will be drug tested before they can claim benefits. And that's an interesting idea.
I think that's going to win a popular vote. A lot of people are being
funny thing it is. Mm. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. The cost of a 4-year uni degree will rise by 7.5%, adding about $3,000 to the cost of a degree. And students will have to start paying back government loans when their income reaches $42,000 instead of the current $55,000. All right, on the plus side, here we go. It'll cost less to see your GP, with the unpopular Medicare co-payment being scrapped from July 1 next year. Seniors will receive a one-off payment of $75 for singles and $125 for couples towards the cost of their power bills. Concession cards are back for those pensioners who had them taken away under asset test changes announced earlier in the year. There's an extra $18.6 billion for schools' Gonski funding, with all Hunter schools to benefit from a per-student funding increase of about 2.5% on average. And from July this year, first home buyers will be able to salary sacrifice into superannuation to save for a deposit. Again, not a bad idea, I don't think.
Yeah, it's putting it into your super account.
Well,
it's a bit tricky.
You may as well use it now. Why not? Use it to get you home.
Okay.
It's a thought anyway.
Why wait
till you retire?
Mm.
Let's have it now. Anyway,
what do we do when we retire, though?
Keep working.
which is by the time I retire, the retirement age will be 105 anyway.
That's right. But
yeah.
See, with all the modern drugs, you'll live that long.
I'll live that long.
There you go.
Gotcha.
As far as the Hunter goes, as you mentioned before, there was really no new money announced in the budget. $15 million over 4 years was confirmed to flood-proof Cessnock Road at Testers Hollow. $10 million was re-announced for the duplication of the Tyrrell Street Bridge and $30 million for the Scone Bypass. Another $60 million was reconfirmed towards upgrades of the M1 Pacific Motorway. But there was no money on the table for the Lake Macquarie Transport Interchange yet again. We've been talking about this for about, I don't know how many years now.
Yeah. For a long, long time.
Also, there's a $12.5 million over 4 years towards a national health study into the impact of PFAS chemicals, which will benefit those affected by the Williamtown RAF-based contamination, and a further $14 million for health-related initiatives. But there's no money yet to pay compensation to residents and business owners. So the budget is being described as a Labor-light budget by the federal opposition. Especially when you've got things like the big banks having to be slugged a new levy of $6.2 billion, basically, from July.
They're not happy about that, but we know
funny.
That'll just get passed on.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know,
so we're paying it.
They'll also have to pay fines of up to $200 million if they cover up misconduct by executives. Also, this is an interesting one. Also, owners of the so-called ghost homes who leave them empty for more than 6 months will be up for a $5,000 annual levy. There's a lot of that going on, apparently. People buying homes and just sitting on them, waiting for the capital gain.
Yeah, and this is also in part at the so-called rich overseas investors flooding the market as well.
Exactly. So let's get some money off them. Overall, the government is forecasting a budget deficit of $29.4 billion next financial year, which is about $10 billion less than this year, with a projected surplus fingers crossed, of $7.4 billion in about 4 years.
Mm.
So the aim is obviously to get this budget back into surplus. They're calling it budget repair, but they've been talking about that for a few years now.
For a long while.
So that's about the rub of it at this stage.
So a fairly uneventful budget.
Yeah, really.
No new money for the hunter, and we'll get taxed a little bit more.
Yeah.
And everyone doesn't seem to mind too much about all of that.
No, I think it's okay. Mm. We'll be all right.
All right, Ian. Well, that's you done till next year. I can
that's
put you back in the newsroom now.
Thanks for that.
Thank you for coming in. Our news director, Ian Crouch, finding out, well, exactly what we'll be getting in the Hunter. Not a lot more from the budget. 2NURFM 103.7.